The easy peasy world citizenship. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. While not quite correct, this is one of my favorite high school time movie quotes. And a reason why I skipped many a class. I just went to look around. My favorite memory is sitting on an old broken bench on Brooklyn Bridge, looking at Lady Liberty. So I figured we each have about 100 years, more than long enough for us to start forgetting even some of the good days. So it's not a short amount of time. Life does not move pretty fast. That's silly. But it is not an infinite amount of time. It is limited. Yeah, we can probably overwork ourselves for 60 years and make all kinds of creations and monies and savings and buy all kinds of homes. But not a good idea. It's a good idea, but it's not a good idea to do it within the amount of time that we have. Because we need to learn. We need to search for wisdom. We need to grow. We need to flourish. We need to become the best version of ourselves. So the way I figured this was that we can't give up our creativity. We can't give up our energy. Because we need that energy. We need that creativity to grow and flourish. So I finally said to myself, your bullies do not care. Your employer does not care. Your school and teachers do not care. And governments do not care. So unless you care, your youth will be used to power a company, and decades of your life may fade away. Based on my own private experiences in switching countries, I think that one of the most helpful things that a parent can do to help their children grow up is to actually travel the world with them. Not to just go on temporary vacations, but move around the world until they are old enough to protest. Finding a temporary home in all the safe and beautiful places helps people grow and flourish, young and old. Uluru, Pau Pau, Alaskan glaciers, the Redwood Forest, Grand Canyon, Brooklyn Bridge, the Appalachian Trail are all the places where we should visit frequently. Live somewhere within 1,000 miles and think about them and feel them and feel connected to them. All the while we switch cultures. From one place to another, to another, to another, until our own culture becomes a universal culture. And every once in a while, someone must check up on Newton at Westminster Abbey, and perhaps Nietzsche, and few others at their own resting places as well. They need company. Years and years wandering the libraries, the birth and resting places of great beings, their philosopher walks, the ancient trails, makes a person a true citizen of the world. Learning design and programming, maybe even how to compose techno in the Berlin school style, will help a young person tutor and work remotely on the internet or across the internet. As far as making education more real and relevant is concerned, there are many reasons why we must take to independent self-education. It is not just that the world becomes a little bit safer and a bit more open when we walk away from tutorials or lectures that actually enable us with useful and powerful abilities, but we gain wisdom in the process. Be it by pondering the universe with Newton at Westminster Abbey or by Whitman's subtle analogy, we simply enhance our minds. And here I want to clarify a very important point, that to travel requires that the person actually wants to travel. If they don't like the idea, then it is of little benefit, if any benefit at all. That is why I mention parents and children traveling. It's for the kids. It encourages learning for real and becoming unstuck from any one culture in particular. But once we enter into our 20s, I recommend the Appalachian Trail if overwork did become a toxic problem. And as a result of being such a courageous person, we end up with room to ponder, to read, to listen, or watch smart documentaries. And past the 20s, we have to learn even harder, somewhat harder. It gets easier. And then we should try to make a series of serious attempts at launching little businesses with all our wonderful talents. But the more we know, the faster we learn. And learning on our own is just standing in pursuit of our own curiosities. It's very pleasant. It is nothing like school. On top of that, once you accept the responsibility for your own education, you learn 100 times faster. And I suspect that there is still room here for the great trails, section hiking rather than through hiking all the way. And, you know, at a much slower pace, as this time, it is more about refining our wisdom and learning towards writing our great books. Books that capture our wisdom so that others may inherit it without all the hard work somewhere far down the road. Travel or no travel? Becoming a self-educated citizen of the world? Or an adventurer? Or an athlete, or an artist, or a professional troublemaker even. So as long as it is with a many a book in hand, is both a great start in life and a great way to live life as well. It is a great start to connect with all the powerful and deeply meaningful things, like creation of life-changing art or writing and storytelling that makes lives better. Self-education is a sure formula to appreciate humanity's greatest achievements and resume where the previous authors left off. Intellectual independence is the great adventure in knowledge, wisdom, and greatness. And eventually, the world citizenship comes out of the sheer amount of wisdom that we gain. So travel is not necessary, but the books are extremely important. We must take to all the world's most beloved books, especially by intellectuals, so that we may inherit the wisdom contained within. There are good lessons in books.